Well, every year at the in-gathering, I say, welcome home, welcome home. And this year it's a little different because many of you have been here all summer. Why? Because we had the most excellent and wonderful series of summer worship services that filled the sanctuary pretty well all summer. So it's welcome home to me. And I am very, very happy to be here and very grateful for everybody who took part in summer services, especially the work of the worship committee and Helene Gersony, who did her magic, total magic. For those of you who are new today, we don't clap, we do this. So, welcome home and welcome home to us all. We come here together today to be back within the heart of our community. We come here as watery beings. That's true. We are watery beings. We celebrate water communion, but we are mostly water. Does anybody know what percent of water we are? What? Val thinks it's 98. 96. Do I have another answer? Yes. 70. Well, that's what I thought. That's what I read. So we're not being accurate, but I also read that babies are somewhere in the high 90s. And what's good enough for them is good enough for us. So we are watery beings. We come together on this water communion to bring our hearts together. We dance together in the fountains of our joy. We wade knee deep together in the waters of our tears. We place our hearts upon the waters, and that's what we do best in this community. We place our hearts upon the things that we are paying attention to. We place our hearts upon the waters where all life began and emerged into such many and amazing forms. As we search for meaning amidst the floodwaters and the droughts, among the injustices in water equity, together we place our hearts upon the waters. We go quiet. We go still. We go to the place where we can find peace, because it is from that place of peace and quiet that our spirits can emerge and do their work in the world. Together, we place our hearts upon the waters, and we seal our mutual commitment to a world made whole. Our commitment to world peace and a world where all have access to water. Welcome home to our joys and our tears, my friends. Welcome home to your family. So, water and peace, that's what we're about today. And it just so happens that last Saturday, on September 1st, I had a water and peace experience. This month is Peace Month in Rhode Island, and September 1st was an interfaith peace walk at Waterfire in Providence. And I was asked to represent the Unitarian Universalist tradition. And I did, and it was quite a wonderful experience. Listen to this. If you've been at Waterfire on a beautiful summer's eve, you know it's crowded and bustling, and people have their own agendas, and it's a kind of hectic place. So I was a little wondering, how is this going to work? We had a couple of hundred people who we were taught to just walk and be peace, with luminaries, beautiful lights that we carried. And we were led by a few volunteers through the crowd, and we did. We walked for about a half an hour just concentrating, focusing on peace and love, carrying our luminarias, and the seas parted. Just like the Red Sea, the crowds parted and silenced and were reverent as we passed by. They needed no explanation. We were just being peace in the midst of chaos. And what was more powerful, the chaos or the peace? The waters parted and we passed. It was a very, very beautiful experience. Again, I will remind us that cultivating silence and stillness is a very powerful spiritual experience and spiritual tool. It's not making the noise and, you know, getting out there, which we do sometimes with gusto. But the most powerful thing that many of us choose to do with our lives is to be peace. I want to read you a poem by a colleague, Kendra Ford. I want you to think water and think peace. Be like water. Run deep. Run clear. Fill any space to its own dimensions. Respond to the moon, to gravity. Change colors with the light. Hold your temperature longer than the surrounding air. Take the coast by storm. Go underground. Bend the light. Be the one thing people need, even when they're fasting. Eat boulders quietly. Be a universal solvent. My friends, be water. Be peace. Be fully human. Be effective. Be clear. Be powerful. Be like the water. It's incredible strength, and it's needed to survive. We need peace to survive as well. The American Quaker social worker and author Mary Parker Follett tells us this. We have thought of peace as passive and war as an active way of living. The opposite is true. War is not the most strenuous life. It is a kind of rest cure compared to the task of reconciling our differences. From war to peace is not from strenuous to easy. It is from futile to effective, from stagnant to active, from destructive to a creative way of life. And so it is, my friend. Isn't it interesting how we see things backwards so often? Our culture tells us things backwards, and we get so kind of used to it that we think it's true. And that is why stillness and quiet and contemplation and going inward is how we reach what is our real truth. I'm not telling you what the real truth is, but that's how you're going to find yours. At least that's how I try and find mine. I'll tell you a quickie story. I've got this brilliant son, Ben. He's in New York City and a million times smarter than me, and he had a legal issue. I used to be a lawyer a long, long time ago, and he called me up the other day, and he asked me a question, which is a miracle because he knows everything, and he said, I have a legal question, Mom. I said, okay, Ben. And so he told me about this contract he wanted to sign, but there were like 5 points that were kind of off. And he wanted to know, well, how do you tell these people you're negotiating with, you know, there's five things that don't make any sense? And I said, well, Ben, this is what I do. I say, help me understand this. And he said, oh my God, you're brilliant. Yeah. Because I go still and I go quiet a lot. And I've learned to listen to understand. And I've learned not to be, you know, when it says about, you know, what the Quaker lady said, that go into resolving our differences, hey, you know, Ben didn't even know how to do that, and he knows how to do everything. So, that's really the message for today in terms of water, in terms of peace. Go quiet for your strength. And then what you do with your strength, do. Everybody has their own variety of what they do, and I affirm them. But go quiet for your strength. Unitarian Universalists around the country are raising their moral voices about the fact that there is a human right to water. And that's something for us to concentrate on. The Unitarian Universalist Service Committee is very devoted to making equal and fair access to water a possibility. And my friends, here's the second message. You've heard it every week forever. We are one. We cannot withhold anything from others with immunity. We are one. We cannot win at another's expense. We must share. We must share the water. Join me. Let the water come. Share it. Be the water. Thank you, my friends. Of course, I have to offer another poem. It's by Wendell Berry. It's on scarcity of rain. It's called Water. Wendell Berry is a great poet. He is a spiritual leader and a farmer. He writes, I was born in a drought year. That summer, my mother waited in the house enclosed in the sun and the dry, ceaseless wind. She waited for men to come back in the evening, bringing water from a distant spring. Veins of leaves ran dry, roots shrank, and all my life I have dreaded the return of that year, sure that it is still out there somewhere like a dead enemy's soul. Fear of dust in my mouth is always with me, and I am the faithful husband of the rain. I love the water of wells and springs and the taste of roofs in the water of the cisterns. I am a dry man whose thirst is praise of clouds and whose mind is something of a cup. My sweetness is to wake in the night after the day's heat, hearing the rain. May we place our hearts upon the rain. May we place our hearts upon the water. May we place our hearts upon peace. May we place our hearts upon justice. May we place our hearts upon this community. Blessed be, and amen. Friends, family, people of good faith, people of open minds, loving hearts, sharing hands. Thank you for coming and filling this sanctuary with your hearts. May we go forth from here today and place our hearts upon all we do, upon all whom we meet, and upon ourselves as we look in the mirror.
May we place our hearts upon the world. It is a blessing to be together. Thank you. Blessed be. Amen.